Gemara in Sukkot, Achazayim, Allah says, Omer Biechlan, Shimon ben Yitzhak. Nehemekan, says in the Torah, by the Pasha of Sukkot, Chemisha Asuch, Nehemek, Misha Asuch, Chagamatzis. Vidash, Shemad, Mon, Lain, Rishon, Choyva, Mikam, Ben, Pashut, Avkan, Lain, Rishon, Choyva. This is how we know that the first night of Sukkot, you have to eat a Gzayis, and the Sukkot, Tachir, we learn it out from Pesach. Because the Emes in the Torah, there's no Befesh of Pesach about the first night. The Torah just says, so the Seishu, Shivas Yomim, that you should sit in the Sukkah 7 days, and that mitzvah in the Torah is Teshuvah Kintaduru. You should live in the Sukkah the way you live in your house. Just like in your house, if you want to eat, eat. If you don't want to eat, you don't eat. That's the mitzvah Sukkah. Treat your Sukkah like your house. If you want to eat, eat. If you don't want to eat, don't eat. There's no Chir. So where do we know there's a Chir? That we learn from Pesach. By Pesach, there's a special Pesach, Be'er Tefu Matzah. The first night of Pesach, there's a Chir Timat. Pesach, the rest of Pesach, 7 days, it's like a Rishus. If you want to have a Moitzi, you can't be Chomet, so you have to eat Matzah. But there's no mitzvah in the Chayr, Hashem. But the Torah is a special Chiyav on Pesach night. So we can learn now from Pesach, the same thing with Sukkot. We can learn from Zer Shava. It says the word Chamisha Asa, that the Chamisha Asa, the Tishrei, 15 days a month is Sukkot. And it says Chamisha Asa by Pesach, and even though it's telling you what day of the month is Pesach, what day of the month is Sukkot, but we have a Zer Shava. We can learn now from one Pesach to the next Pesach, this din that is a Chiyav to eat in the Sukkah, Xayas, the first night. In Halicha Shleima, from Shem Samarevach, Perek Tes, Ois Gimel, he is the Kasha. If the whole limud of eating Zayis the first night of Sukkot is Lindach on Pesach, then why don't we have to have Pas, which was Nefil, which was baked, L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkot? Just like we know that Mitzvah Achin or Pesach has to be L'Shem Mitzvah Matzah, the Matzah has to be Shmura and baked L'Shem Mitzvah Matzah. So learning out from this mitzvah to Mitzvah Sukkah, so Pesach Sukkah is also, we should have to have challah, we should have to have pach, and we think Hashem Mitzvah Sukkah. Why don't we find that? So Shlom Zalman wants to say that Muslim Zogin, that the Gemara was only makabel, this is their Shabbat, then he gave the etzem achila. But how to make the pach, that's not in their Shabbat, because you have to understand that the Gemara says, ain't nothing done in their Shabbat. My person can't make their Shabbat himself. Every their Shabbat is the Messiah, is the Kabbalah from Hasina, and Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Hasina with two parts of the Torah, Torah Shabbat Sabbath, Torah Shabbat Peh. And Torah Shabbat Peh, he taught us, when you see this word here, Chamisha Asa, and you see this word Chamisha Asa, it teaches you to learn out Pesach from Sukkot. But that Kabbalah is only to teach you just this din, that you have to eat a Gazayas. Well, the other part of the dinim, that's to be Nefel Shema, that we don't learn out. This was all, and that was the Kabbalah. That was the Messiah. I was thinking the Chayyuk could say a different type. The Chayyuk could say, the Chiluk is, by Pesach, the Matzah is the Chesed Shal Mitzvah. That's the Chayyuk, the Chesed Shal Mitzvah is Matzah. But by Sukkah, the Pasht is the Pasht, not the Chesed Shal Mitzvah. The Chesed Mitzvah is the Sukkah. No, the Pasht is only the Hechetimtzah to be Yeshiv in Sukkah.
That's
the
Yitzhak,
the Chesed
Shal Mitzvah.
If anything, the Sukkah should be made with Shem Sukkah. So the truth is, that's the Machlokes B'Sham B'Sindel, that is the Gemara that test.
Yeah, we do pass the
We pass the B'Sham, but that's not really from Sukkah.
We do pass the
B'Sham. Yeah, but that's only that from Sukkah, and maybe as I write, okay, maybe that's from those drushes of Lego, but that's Sukkah, that's why we don't learn that out. But the path itself, the Chayyuk is not the Chesed Shem Mitzvah. A person takes to sleep in the Sukkah. The bed is not a Chesed Shal Mitzvah. The cat is not a Chesed Shal Mitzvah. I know it's not a good example because bed, you can go to sleep without a bed, theoretically. But the pas is not a Chesed Shal Mitzvah. The Sukkah is a Chesed Shal Mitzvah. Of them, this svara to say that the pas is not the Chesed Shal Mitzvah by Sukkah is I've seen. It's a great story. We're saying they played the Shaila. Baruch Beh in the Sefer Chidush Vishuri, Maron Baruch Beh, Leibu Tzchel Gimel from Kisvi Tamidim, Amit Tav Gimel. Baruch Beh played the Shaila. Benegeya, if the past was Zula, past was stolen. The din is the Moshul. The Gemara said that Sukkah Zula is possible. So the Gemara had the Joshua, why Sukkah is not possible. Taisa says, besides for the Joshua, that Sukkah Gezunah, if this person stole the Sukkah and he sent a Sukkah, it's possible. Besides for the Joshua, first should be Mitzvah of Aveir. Mitzvah comes from Aveir, it's also Yinak Yitzah. Is Mamela, just like the Sukkah, if it was stolen, what about if you sit in your Sukkah, of some other men. So he steals the pas, he steals the challah, and he's sitting there eating stolen challah, and gagang with the challah. Would that be mitzvah bo baveir? That's the Baruch Hashem. So Baruch Hashem wants to say this Torah. He says, if you say the pas is b'chetzes from mitzvah, it would be mitzvah bo baveir. But this is further to say that the pas, like we said, is not a chetzes from mitzvah. The sukkah, and he compares it to the famous Rambam. The Rambam pegal on chutz shevel lachagimul. The Rambam says shefa gozel shetaka boy. Someone steals a shefa. Also, if some other man shoshon, he steals a shefa. That's what he's using for the mitzvah. But shefa gozel, he stole the shefa shetaka boy. Yotza, he's yotza. She ain't look the Rambam. She ain't a mitzvah and b'shmiyis a koil. Because the mitzvah is only the koil. Even though he didn't touch it, he didn't pick it up. The shemei, even though the shemei did not touch it, pick it up. Ain't b'kold in gezel. And on the koil, there's no gezel. You can't gezel that. The Rambam is moistif over here, these words, even though Shemei does not touch the Shefa. I want to learn the Rambam's saying posture that if somehow the mitzvah would be to hold the Shefa, pick it up, hold it, touch it, then it would be a mitzvah shebagufay, and you cannot have shlichas. You cannot be yaitzah to give Shefa to someone else. I'm not so sure if these Shefa need shlichas to begin with, because maybe the mitzvah is just in the pearl. But if the mitzvah would be to pick it up, and you would try to have shlichas, it would be a mitzvah shebagufay, like we spoke before. Other times, the famous Texas Rea, the beginning of the second period of Kedushin, says that he missed the Shavagufa, you can actually host. That's true, the Rambam's Meister, but it's not Mr. Shavagufa. You don't have to hold the Shefa. The whole Mitzvah is the Shmi is called, and that's done as the Nusach HaBracha, the Shmoyal called the Shefa. And the Rambam is saying, on the Shmi is called, there's no Gezel, and even though the Shefa was Gigamvit, that's called like a Hechet Simtzah to get to the call. Anything which is Hechet Simtzah or Hechet Mitzvah, you don't say Mitzvah Baba Veya. There's a man here also. You're only using the past to, as a hechel timsa to be yeshiv in the sukkah. So Baruch Hu wants to say that there's no din mitzvah over there. If you say this far.
Like you said, even on matzah, there's no mitzvah to this matzah. Like by Arlo, there's no mitzvah to this matzah.
There's no mitzvah over there.
No. You don't need this matzah. There's a mitzvah on the gavra to eat. There's a mitzvah on the gavra to eat.
Yeah, same thing. The Gemara
said,
"Hey, the this Svara is also Reb Chaim for the Svara. They say with Shem Reb Chaim that he, the Reb Chaim, is clearing the din is the halacha. The Gemara in Pesachim, the Kuf Tesvachim and Aleph, that when a person eats matzah shalchiyev, he has to be careful that he doesn't mix the matzah with anything else. He shouldn't eat the matzah together with fish or with anything else." Because the reshus about the mitzvah in his mouth. In your mouth, if you have a double shot of reshus for eating fish together with matzah, that you would say the reshus is about the mitzvah. If you have two chiyuvim, maybe it's a different reason why Pesach matzah and Mora together you might eat because that is the mitzvah. But nicely, if you have two chiyuvim, it's not about it. But double shot of reshus, I think it's not a mitzvah to eat. The most of the piece of fish together with the matzah, you are not eating the mitzvah because reshus is not the mitzvah. So if Chaim pled, what about by sukkah? When you became the first kazayas of sukkah, are you not going to get to about the honey? We all dip it in honey. You're not dipping in honey. You're not to do that because you're eating the honey together with the challah, and the challah is the mitzvah. Do you say reshus mevatel mitzvah? That's like Reb Chaim. Just like by the Moshe Beferish himself in the Kuf Tesvav, that a person cannot eat the matzah with something else. So you have two things in your mouth: the reshus, some fish and some matzah. That means reshus mevatel mitzvah. Is mingle. What about the first night sukkah? So Chaim wants to say the svara. No, but he say that the chiluk over there, the matzah is the mitzvah. Over here, the pas, like we're saying, is not the chesed mitzvah. It's only a hechshem mitzvah. It's the hechatim mitzvah to you guys in the sukkah. So it won't be a problem. But the ma'aseh, Chaim, the way he stayed over, and I think it's actually brought down from Zainuk over Yeshiva from Boston. He's the one that said over Shem Zayda this work. Chaim for the sofik. Chaim lied by a sofik. And the chayyur b'kedayt v'machmir, and the belt is noyig that from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres, all through the Shabbos, all through the Yom Tov, through the Erev Kippur, we dip the pas in honey. So maybe it's a raya. Why it's mutter? Maybe it's kedayt to be machmir supreme and only do the tchila, the beginning of the team where you dip in honey. But you should make sure to eat the full, even though maybe it's still hefsek, a little mice, to try to eat a full kazayas without any honey. The kids don't like to have honey, maybe it's kazayas tells them you don't talk from kiddush till after the first mitzvah. We make the nation of a sukkah till after the mitzvah, we try not to talk. So appear them before kiddush and tell them, explain to them, we're going to dip just a little bit of honey, but try to eat the kazayas and shia, Hashem mitzvah, without honey, and tell the kids, after you can carry the mitzvah, you have all the honey you want. And the mothers will like that, you know, sugar when they have to go to sleep, before they go to sleep, but nicely tell them then they have all honey they want. But before Shat eat the extra diet, it's going to claim that it's not to say not. Unless you say this first, that the past is not the Chesed Shem Mitzvah. If the past is not the Chesed Shem Mitzvah,
it's not the Chesed Shem Mitzvah. It's flour and oil.
Right.
You tell me, if the wife put egg into the matzah, you can also throw it in Sichon? Maybe that would be only flour.
Well, maybe that, well, that, you're making that sashir, by the way.
Yeah, that's what's holding on.
But,
and it's cool.
If that be the matzah, the kosher matzah made out of that, will all be matzah. Even though matzah shir would be a matter of problem. That's not the gemara. It's a kosher gemara. It's just about the mitzvahs. The gemara itself is a
kosher.
Oh, you know.
The
last is the pasuk.
Who says the bottle? It's matamit. It makes it better. The other gemara is that we have a different molecule. You have mortar.
She's saying that matzah will be mutter with honey also. With you, person likes honey with matzah. No one would do that.
You can say salt. You can say salt. You can say maybe.
Maestro doesn't put salt in matzah. They don't put salt in matzah. I'm not saying it's the reason, but there's other reasons why they don't put salt on.
Why are you saying that
Matzah
can't put on honey? Just like you
can't even put on honey. He wants to say Svar. Maybe that's not kosher about the mitzvah, only if it's a mamish separate thing, not a mitzvah. But Pashas not. Pashas is the usual about the mitzvah. It's the santo, Chem Kles, and the way he said over, Chem Kles by Sophic, and it's based on the Svar.
Would
Matzah Shiva
the problem
with
Shusim
Bafis? If Matzah Shiva was good for the mitzvah.
If
Matzah
Shiva would be good
for the mitzvah. No, because there is the matzah. Once you have a matzah, with fish or something else, that's very a simple case of it's just matzah mitzvah. They say, Allah is shukhanah, it's just matzah mitzvah, you know, Shavuot brings them also.
Nobody brings it down.
Yeah, Reb Chaim, they say also, Reb Chaim also called the same shayin, Reb Negiya, this is the sugi, you know, Pesach time, but Mitzvah for mitzvahs, he spoke about the Pesach of Gemara, a few places and pieces, that Mitzvah by Aveir is the person does not know what he's doing. It's not actually the Shaggy. He gets the Aveir. If the Chal doesn't realize what he's doing, it's Potter. He spoke about the Machoikas Kireg and Shachayim and that. Kireg is Maches. But basically, the Halacha is the person doesn't know what he's doing. He's Potter from the Aveir. So Shlomi Shem wants to say the same thing by Mitzvah. By Mitzvah, he doesn't realize what he's doing, he's not Yetzer the Mitzvah. But the Ran wants to say that even if you hold Mitzvah for Mitzvah, it's not Yetzer, but if you, just like we say by Averis, Mitzvah will hold in Varayas, it's Chayim. If you do an Averis has Hanah, that's not called Mitzvah. We spoke about different reasons, how you understand that. Poshet, that's not called Mitzvah. You know what you're doing if you have Hanah. Eating a rice, the person knows, he knows what he's doing. The same thing, Shekein Nenah by Mitzvah, it won't be Mitzvah. The main of the Ran wants to say that if a person is Mitzvah by Matzah, it's Shekein Nenah, so you will be Yitzah.
So,
that's something else, but Hanah is enough to create a din of that there's no problem with Mitzvah. You be a Mitzvah. I'm clear. What about Mitzvah on the first Kazayas by Sukkah? Do you point to the Shiran? Do you say that the Shekein Nenah, so it's not Mitzvah? Or do you say no? The Chan itself, the path itself, is not the Chesed Shel Mitzvah. So it doesn't pass on this to say Shekein Nenah. The Shekein Nenah has to be on the Sukkah. Maybe you are Nenah a little bit, that you're inside, not outside completely, but maybe it's sad to say that you wouldn't say the Ransvar. The Ransvar is only by Matzah, not the first. So basically, we see that the Chaim and Rav Be'er are claiming the Shaila if the path by Sukkah is a Chesed Shel Mitzvah or not. The way we're saying, we want to bring a raya, the fact that you don't need Pas Nef on the Shema, Hashem Mitzvah Sukkah, Shemzam is a Kasha, how come by Matzah you have to have Hashem Mitzvah Matzah, Shmu, Hashem Mitzvah Matzah, and by Sukkah, so you don't say it has to be Hashem Mitzvah Sukkah? So you wanted the answer, this is the Sarai to the Sarai, that because of the Chaluk is, Matzah is the Chesed Shel Mitzvah. Mashem came by Sukkah, so it's not the Chesed Shel Mitzvah. So the main meaning of all these Shangs also, it wouldn't be Mitzvah Baveir, it wouldn't have a din of a Shusim Bat Mitzvah, it wouldn't have a Shangs of a Shusim Bat Mitzvah, and it wouldn't help by Mitzvah, it wouldn't be Shekein Nenah. Aber meist, according to Shem Zan Rebach Teretz, that the reason why you don't need Pas, which is Nefer L'Shem Mitzvah, is for a different reason. It's because that wasn't an Exer Shabbat, that wasn't the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah of his Teretz was, the Kabbalah was just at Yeshiva Gazayas, not all the other Prati Dinim. It's not Mukhruf of Lishayim, so then we'll go back to the Chakir from Baruch Be'er. In a pain. The Shem is another Kasha. Is the Zevi the din is only the first night of Pesach and the Sukkot Yichayev to eat, and the rest of the week is only Rishus. They seem to be the same din. So Shem is a kasha. Why is it that by Sukkot the whole week, whenever you go into Sukkot, we make a bracha? Shekish Bechus Mitzvah, Shekish Shem Mitzvah and Leishah B'Sukkot. Hashem came with Pesach a whole week when we eat matzah. We don't make a bracha of Chinas Matzah. What's the chiluk? So I saw in the Sefer Mitzvah Yosef. And the Rashi from Nei Brak, his name is Nachman Yosef Shinsky, Zechen Lebracha. He wants to say Pasha Teretz. He wanted to say that why Sukkot, it is a Feresh Apostolic, but Sukkot is Pesha Shiva Yamim. Number then, but there is a Feresh Mitzvah to sit in a Sukkot all 7 days. Number then, it's not a Chiyiv. On that Mitzvah, all 7 days, we dash and Pesha came to do. You should sit in the Sukkot the same way you sit in your house. You boy, just like your house, you boy, you boy, and lach. If you want to eat, you eat. If you don't want to eat, you don't eat. The same thing in the Sukkot. All 7 days, you want to eat, you eat. You don't want to eat, you don't eat. But when you do want to eat, you have a Mitzvah. You have this Mitzvah. There's another chiluk between the first night and all 7 days going to the Rosh. I think we once spoke about this. The Rosh in Brachas, Peg Zayin, Simchat Gimel, wants to say that the first night of Sukkot, we know the whole week of Sukkot, the Tzayah is potter from Sukkot. So if a person's in the Tzayah, or it's the other Shaman, it's raining, you're potter from Sukkot. Because the Teshu came to do. If it get this, you would not stay in your house. If a person's house has Shaman had a leak in the roof, and he cannot stay there, he would go to his parents, his brother, hotel, place, till it gets fixed, you're potter from Sukkot. But the first night, the Rosh Hashit is, even if it's raining, you're mechuyif to go on the Sukkot. Even in Mitzvah, we should be going to Sukkot. Tosfos and Brachos stuff from Tosfos says no. It's the same. The first night is a chiyuv to eat, but if it's raining, you potter. Even according to Tosfos, what you do is you would eat in the house, but then when it gets later, if it stops raining, you go back in the Sukkot. You try to wait a little bit. I think we once explained this. We spoke about this. I think we said the Pashup Shal Machlekes is that the Rosh holds. This mitzvah, which is pointed out, Chamishas, of Pesach, is a mitzvah of Tnei Atzma. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Sukkot Teisha Shivas Yom. It's a separate mitzvah that Zechiv did the first night. It's a Meila, that pasuk that we know how Teisha came to do, which teaches you that your potter by Messiah, does not go on this mitzvah of Olei Oishan. That's when that mitzvah is over. And then you're chayim in the rains. Tesvav teaches you that there's a Chiv the first night to be Mekayim Sukkot Teisha Shivas Yom. The chiyuv of that pasuk, the gili that pasuk a whole week is reshus, but the first night is a chiyuv. But the inyan of teshu remains not benegei bo yochi bo eloyoch. It's shver, but it does remain benegei that Messiah and Yodik Shem is pata. That's chesed machayis. Akapanim, this is the two chalukim between the first night and the other nights. According to the Rosh, at least according to the Rosh, the first night is a chiyuv even to Yodik Shem, and the other nights Yodik Shem and Messiah is pata. And the other chalukim is the first night is a chayuv. The chayuv, the other night, the other days are pata. Abakoponim, the other days are a mitzvah from Sukkot Teishu Shivas Yomim. That's why you make a bracha. When you do want to eat, and you do go in, you're doing this mitzvah, this pasuk. That's why you make a bracha. Shekh Shem Sassan, Leishu Basukkot. Mashiach Eber Pesach is only a pasuk of Be'ev Teich Lamatzis. There's another pasuk, the Amatzis Shemayim Yechlu. There's one other pasuk, the Hashemah, the Hashboi, what?
And pasuk, Shivas Shivas Yomim Teich Lamatzis.
Yeah, there's a pasuk in Emma, like that. Yeah, what do you do with that? Somehow they don't learn that that's what? It's telling you not to, if you want to have a mighty king of chametz. I don't know, it's only there's a pasuk like that.
Others
learn the body
is that by Sukkot, the ikum is Yeshena. And Yeshena, you cannot sleep for 3 days, like some makes an edit. It's not tomorrow, 3 days.
Yeah.
It's comes out by Sukkot, you have to do it. It's something you have to do, that's what you make a problem. I'm not sleeping on it.
That's interesting. And then you really make a bracha every time you go to Sukkot.
Sukkot, you have to do it.
That's one test he wants to say, but Pesach there is no mitzvah. But as you do, and if he's asked to share the Holy Shem's kasha, what's the Holy Shem asking? Why don't we make a bracha on matzah a whole week? There's no mitzvah the whole week of matzah. It's just, if you want to have a mitzvah, you can't do the very promise, but there's no mitzvah for matzah. Aber it's a mystical human. It's not called Rishus, it's a mystical human. You don't have to do it. That's what the human is.
Whenever you eat, but it's true. So
it's in Safa Babari, you'll be in Abari. She's from the Goyen, she's a girl, the Goyen holds that the whole ship's may pass up is also a mitzvah, their eyes of eating matzah. Famous Goyen, she's and the Psham the Goyen is, he learns that Zer Shoah, Tesot Tesot works both ways. We used to learn the way the Gemara says, Zer Shoah, Tesot Tesot, we learn out Sukkot from Pesach. Just like Pesach is Zuchiyah the first day, the same thing, Sukkot is Zuchiyah the first day. But Chaim says that it works the other way also. You learn out Pesach from Sukkot, just like Sukkot is a mitzvah all 7 days, the same thing Pesach is a mitzvah all 7 days. So the quote of Chaim is very good, the Rishonim's Kash Chaket, Rishonim's Kash be right to Chaim. In fact, the Rishonim asked, why don't you make a Brachas mitzvah all 7 days on the Matzah, Zerayah, and Chayot, and Goyim? Unless the Kash was, why isn't there a mitzvah? My sister again, she did. Just as mentioned by the mitzvah of Matzah, the chil between the matzah mitzvah, the matzah the first night, the matzah that we eat a whole week, the first night, pashtas, we're paying the mitzvah. The whole week, like I said before, pashtas is only something to eat. If you want to eat something, you have to make sure it's kosher. But one nachmin will be that you don't have to have the shem mitzvah matzah. This whole din, the shmul shem mitzvah matzah, is only on the mitzvah, the kinyan mitzvah, it's only the first night, the first 2 nights. But it's not a whole week. The whole rest of the week, you just want to make sure it's kosher, it's not chametz. The bakeries, the matzah bakeries, they all make everything Hashem Mitzvah Matzah, because you never know which matzah you're going to use the first night. So they have to do everything Hashem Mitzvah Matzah, so you don't have to be careful which is the first night, which is the whole week. But there's a chumrah, which I try to do, and I think it's good I to do, is you have to ask for it. If you don't ask for it, you don't get it. You have to ask for Bechem Shoyah. Most Tam matzahs, the grinding is done by machine. And we know most people don't like machine matzahs for different reasons. One of the reasons is that the machine matzahs is not Hashem mitzvah matzah. Even the Yishlaim, which have the minig to eat machine matzahs, but the first night they use hot matzahs. The reason is because you want to have a matzah that were made Hashem mitzvah matzah, that the machine is not doing Hashem mitzvah matzah. The machine has no das. Some people hold, you press the button Hashem mitzvah matzah, you started it, but others hold, the process is too far removed, that's not Hashem mitzvah matzah. But what about the tchina? What about the grinding of the wheat? So some hold that already, for some reason, I don't know why, that maybe they're not so makbid on machines doing that, but kashrus, it's a nice chumrah, you want to have it ground by hand, so it was ground also in the shem mitzvah matzah, whenever Hashem she had. In my mishpacha, they don't like the taste of it, it has like a whole wheat taste, it's not ground so well, so I taka only buy bedafka just for the matzah mitzvah, just for the start. And the rest of the week, you buy regular shmur matzah, but not with the chumrah of Hashem she had, because of the taste. But my Eden tells me his mishpacha, Enikol from Mendel Zach, the Chavetz Chaim's Eden, they're makbid and Rechem Shiyar a whole week. Because they want to be yoitz to the mitzvah point of the Goyim. They're going with the Goyim Shita, that we're going out tesvah, pace from Sukkot, the other way also. That there's a mitzvah of matzah the whole weekend, there's a mitzvah the whole week, so the matzah the whole week has to be in the Shem Mitzvah matzah. That's a really big rumor.
Every step of the way has to be.
Shemur Hashem from the air, it's the air, so you have to watch. It has to be watched. Hashem is the same as the that's done by a machine. That's done by a machine. Maybe not the same. Well, the real Shemur is Shalayach Mitzena. You're watching Shalayach Mitzena, Hashem is the matzah. It could be by Tzir, it cannot become Chometz. It doesn't really be, you know, the Arizona matzah, that whole problem that maybe they became Chometz on the stalk. But I guess if you're cutting the stalks early enough, when it's still green, the way the place can say, It's the Taz explaining that people are making mistakes. They think it's the mice that making the matzah.
It should be.
Shmir Shemayach Mitzen on Hashem Mitzvah Matzah. Right, but the Taz, people make a mistake. People work in the matzah bakeries. You have to explain it to them. My father, when he comes to Chicago, he always shows us the Taz. The Taz says that the Ikke Shmir is Shenoyach Mitzena. You're watching it become chometz, but while you're doing the leisha, you're doing the leisha Shenoyach Mitzena. While you're doing every step of the way, you're doing it Shenoyach Mitzena. That's the shmir of the shmol Hashem Mitzvah Matzah. It's not an asiyah.
You could have this Shenoyach Mitzena for
Menachos. No, Shenoyach Mitzena, Hashem Mitzvah Matzah.
Okay, so what's that?
That's, but it's not so much in the Maaseh, but that's what I'm saying. Even the tefillin has to be, everything has to be done with a shmir shel emes.
Okay.
With another shayla, another sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah, the Chachim Amram says that a sukkah reading the shiva, shmei sukkah. A sukkah reading the shiva, no shmei sukkah. A sukkah posh has to be strong enough to last 7 days. A person makes a shvach a sukkah, you know, the single lasts a day or two, 4 days, 5 days maybe. It's not going to make it 7 days. That sukkah wasn't kosher. Has to be sukkah real shiva. In the Kari Kodesh, Rav Mishmas Aferin brings down that in the sukkah is chagam simen hay, brings down that the Meir Chodesh, the Shif Chavin, is the Mishayla. Is it a din in Zayin Yomim? Since Zayin Yomim, or is the Kavanah should be sukkah really until the end of Yom Tov? Then the Nafkamin will be, let's say somebody builds a sukkah on Chalamoy. And there's like 4 days left the Yom Tov, and he made a sukkah that's true. Do you need a sukkah also that's strong enough to last for 7 days? It'll stay up till 3 days after the Yom Tov? Or is it just a sukkah in a shiva means till the end of Yom Tov, and it's enough as a strong sukkah place just for 4 days till the end of Yom Tov? Is that enough? And he could have shown it the other way also. What if you can build it, but does it have to be strong enough to live for 7 days? In other words, that you know that sukkah can stand with a rough material until 3 days after Yom Tov. You don't have to leave it, you can take it down by hand. Because Pashkas, the sukkah in Shiva, is in the chayzik of the sukkah, the strength of the sukkah. A sukkah that's so weak and so flimsy that it's not going to stand for 7 days is possible. But the Meir Chodesh, Chevron Shiva was clarifying, is it din Zayin Yom, mamish in the chayzik of the sukkah, and even if you make it on Chol HaMoed, it has to last for 7 days, it has to be strong enough to go 3 days after Yom Tov? Or is it just a din, it has to last till the end of Yom Tov? If you made it to the last day, 2 days before, it just has to be strong enough to last for 2 days. And he cleared it out of the way also. What if you build your sukkah the way we do 3 days before Yom Tov? Is it din in 7 days, and this sukkah will fall down in Chol HaMoed? We know that. It's going to last just for 7 days. Is that kosher? Or no? Well, is it din till the end of Yom Tov? If you made it 3 days before sukkah, it has to be strong enough to last for 10 days, till the end of Yom Tov. You cleared both ways. Look.
I have a problem with the question.
Yeah.
Because really what you're saying is it's so flimsy that when any kind of wind comes along, it's going to blow it over.
No, not right away. It's true. I'm saying
it's going to be good for 3 days and then it's going to fall down. There's no way you can build something that's going to be good for 3 days.
Maybe it's theoretical.
I don't think the kasha starts. It's so flimsy that at any time it could fall down. All you need is the right conditions
for
3 days.
Okay, but there is everyone talks about such a thing. There's such a thing as sukkah real shiva. That in a real mitzuyah, it can last for up to 7 days or not last 7 days. Everyone talks about such a thing. Maybe you'll see. You know, if it's
skin. That's
Very good. He's saying that Mosher Sukkah Lushiva means Mamashal.
Yeah.
He's saying good. If a person sat in the Sukkah the first day, and it was Sukkah, it was a strong Sukkah, but after the first day, someone gave it a good clap, and now already it's not going to last more than 3-4 days. It's no more Sukkah Lushiva. Mafreya, he was Yirtza. I mean, that first day he sat in the Sukkah, it was a Sukkah Lushiva. But now, from now right, it's not a Sukkah Lushiva. The same thing. He says, if you put it up 3 days before Sukkah, and it was only able to last for 7 days. So it comes Sukkot, it's not a Sukkot in the Shiva. But the length of you look at the same, that's where he quotes that, he quotes the same chain with that. What? No, but the other way will be a Shaila. If a person put it up on the Chol HaMoed, do you only need Ruya till the end of the Yom Tov, or do you need Ruya the Shiva Mamash? That's what he said. The whole number 7, where does number 7 come from? It comes from the fact that Yom Tov is 7 days with the Reisa. Chayas the whole number 7 comes from, which will maybe indicate that you need it till the end of Yom Tov. Or maybe it's not dafka. Maybe the number seven comes from the fact that the yontif of 7 days teaches you that it has to be sukkah yom l'shiva, and even if you make an achal moed, it has to go for 7 days, including like a few days after yontif. My simbagar kish is ma'ariv on this, and he wants to explain that it's mechutz l'chayinu. It's a sukkah that you're not allowed to go on to a sukkah. Normally the floor of the sukkah is wherever you put the defining down, that is your floor, right? But over here, as you move it around, the defining is always be a different size. Maybe it's the shayna, is that called the sukkah of the shiva? Was that a sukkah that was always going to be a different ritzvah? This wasn't the floor that we had then. Unless you can say this far, that every time you're there, that floor is ready to be to remain for 7 days. So Maisa, Mishpas Kain said that kosher is no shayla. He said, the sukkah on wheels is kosher. And he brought it right, he says, the Pesha Mishnah, the Mishnah says, oh, he says, Sukkah, Resha Gola, Resha Sina, it's kosher, even though it's metalta, even though it moves around.
Yeah,
seriously. I thought you said it was. Oh, that's what I didn't understand. The Tzayr is not such a Tzushta, because over there, the Gola has this floor. Mashenke and the Sina has its own floor. Over here, in the Chari, of course, it's always a different Ritzvah. Of in Tzvara, I would say also, like Pesha Sfak is saying, that the Chari is not a problem, because the Chari, the Ritzvah, is not really the Chepts of the Mitzvah of the Sukkah either. That we find dinim of a sukkah in the schach. The dinim of schach, what schach should be made of? The schach should be given the kaka, the schach should be in the mechabal summa. Find dinim in the fanais. There's a shia the fanais, there's a shloshi kachasan, shayim kachasan, she's a feeling tepach. There's no dinim in the ritzvah. The ritzvah is just the hechatimsta to be in the sukkah. There's a main on the chayyah, it doesn't make a difference that this ritzvah is a movable thing. See, it'll come out of maybe a chish this, that the ritzvah, if the floor of the sukkah was gozled, it won't be mitzvah there. Let's say somebody stole a carpet or some linoleum and he wants to make a nice sukkah and he's standing on that stolen thing, that would be really part of the sukkah. And even if it was an oifim, we cannot sit in the sukkah without that. Let's say it's muddy or something, you cannot sit there without that floor that he stole. Right, because if you build a sukkah on someone's property, you're able to show it. The first of the shayla, but the Mekai Kodesh is a different shayla about the sukkah gagal on wheels. He says maybe it should be possible. He didn't oil zarek. There's a din in Tyrus, the shayla sugi. There's a sugi in Tyrus that oil zarek leishmei oil. An oil that it's a shiv in oil, but it's flying, it's moving. It's not oil, but it gets tuma. Person in that oil with that oil zarek does not become tummy. Be stationary, not movable. This also, maybe because it's movable, it's an oil zorik, and if Hishka Sfek was the same as far, if the sukkah should be an oil. If it's sukkah, if oil zorik, lishmei oil, and this is called an oil zorik, and it's not called oil, then the should be possible to sukkah for that reason. But he wants to say a chiddush that oil zorik is dafk in the air. It's only if it's flying in the air. But if an oil zorik is moving on wheels, that will not be an oil zorik. Which is more than a fish being a tumma also. A person is a tumma in an oil that's rolling around on wheels, and a person's in that oil, according to the Mekari Kodesh, should become tumma. You wouldn't have been a bell zar, which my oil. He brings that right. He wants to say there's no problem of oil zark. You see the commercial going on screen and those moving. And he wants to say this far. There's no din oil zark or something about moving on the ground. That's moving there. Also, there's a floor. You want to see that? Maybe the fact that it's a different floor of change is oil zark together with zark. Maybe.
He's not going with that.
He was saying this for the zark is only the outer. If you look, he's really Meyer from these Yonim, but
That's what he's saying without a full moving. If the floor's in one place, the wheels and the sand is not on the shayla, you're not moving. He's still in the sukkah mahala, and the angle that's going, it's a shayla in the floor, like an oil. So that's a little shayla in the floor.
It's
In the great Kodesh of Simon Vov had another shayla, somebody asked him, the mom of somebody asked him, the shayla was the year the Shem Torah Mitzvah that made up with his neighbor to build a sukkah b'shutzis. The problem was his neighbor was not a Shem Torah Mitzvah. And his neighbor wanted to make a sukkah for his kids, he told them whatever, but they made to make it b'shutzis. So nice, the familiar goes away, comes back, and before you know it, his neighbor says, I put up the sukkah already. He goes, when do you put it up? I put it up on Shabbos. He had a day off, Achman and Slam. He had a sukkah that was put up on Shabbos. So from here, it's Mr. Frank, could he sit in that sukkah? Actually, sukkah doesn't sound very geschmack. He was in a sukkah that was built by Chon Son and Shabbos, and also the rights of Vainan. But the shayla was, is that called Mr. Baba Bear? And it's how Peter toasted this in the sukkah, the Flamen Vlal, the famous text that says, the gedda, the shayrish of Mr. Baba Bear is that if the mitzvah Gol Yodai, the only way to become the mitzvah is through the Avera, that's called Mitzvah Baveir. If you could have done the Mitzvah even without the Baveir, then Mitzvah Baveir doesn't possible. And here also, these say, this sukkah was built on Shabbos, so you'd be having Mitzvah only because of the Chol Shabbos. Or these say, no, Batsman could have made the sukkah on Chol. He didn't have to make a Shabbos. It's not called Mitzvah Baveir. So, in the great case, once being a Raya from Beishu Yishami in Shabbos, Yud Gimel Halacha Gimel. Yishami talks about an oval that's Kerei on Shabbos. An oval that's the Kriya, which some Christian holds Mitzvah Kriya's their ice, the Bach. Telling the Chiddush that the mitzvah kriyah benovel to the raisa, also the bonim, but the maisa the chiyah benovel to the kriyah to raise the begodim to rip his clothes. If he did this kriyah in Shabbos, was he yoytza or not? So Gemara wants to say that he is yoytza. He doesn't have to do kriyah again during the week. And the Gemara asks, why isn't this mitzvah baba beir? The kriyah was done on Shabbos. So the Gemara answers the way on the Kavan Edom and the Gemara's parrots that over here the kriyah could have been done on Chol. It's not called Mitzvah Aveir because even though he did it on Shabbos, he could have done it on a Chol, so it's not called Mitzvah Aveir. So he ate with the Kriya on Shabbos. And then the great Kodesh would say the same thing over here. This sukkah could have been built on Chol, so it's not Mitzvah Aveir. Again, like you said, Vade, it's not, it's a Chor Dov Moyes to sit in a sukkah that someone made on Chol Shabbos. The first person Frank was answering the Ikadin. What's the Gadin? The first one's the things that you have to be a Raya from Yishami, you have to be a Raya for Kev. And then not just with a Geshem. So Mikatin, he must be a Chayes of Chayes Rishami that this would be kosher. Another Shayla in the Mekar Kodesh in Simcha Chavov brings down, it's a Shayla, somebody went into a sukkah, let's say he was doing Chalmoy, whatever, he went into a sukkah, and he made a bracha, a leisha of a sukkah, and after he made the bracha, he realized the shlak was still up. So immediately he went outside, he took the shlak down, he went back inside, the Shayla was, he had to make a new leisha of a sukkah. Was the use for that bracha now? So the Pishas Frank brings down some machlekes achrenim. He says some achrenim say this is called Eidel Nasiyosin. Every bracha is done before the mitzvah. He made the bracha before. Also, he was oystik in the mitzvah. He went out. He moved the shlach. It's called Eidel Nasiyosin. And some say no, that the bracha is a zayvi. The sukkah was not lefano. Close when the shlach was on, that the sukkah is not lefano. The din is the person makes the bracha on luluf. The luluf is not lefano. It's not even in front of him. Then they bring the luluf to him. It was a bracha batal. He has to make the bechus mitzvah over. Same thing over here. It's like the lulav, the sukkah was not lefanov. That's the shaila. So the Gemara Kodesh explains this a little more with the Gemara Menachos of Amahem Beis. The Gemara says, Tfilna made the same bracha. Tfilna and Tfilna Shriyat. When do you make the bracha on it? And the Gemara answers, Mishas Hanocha Shas Lakshir. The Gemara says, the right time to make the bracha is from if you put it on your arm, on the kiburis, on the muscle in the right spot, the hard part of the arm, before you kosher, before you start to tighten it, before you do the shir. And the person explained, because the mitzvah, all bechus mitzvahs are supposed to be over lasiyos, before you do the mitzvah, but not over the over. Not lefnei the lefnei, not before. It should be before the mitzvah, but not before. If you would be holding the tefillin and not put it on your arm, then you made the bracha, that would be over the over. That would be before. Because first you put it on your arm, and then you tighten it. That's two steps. You want to do it one step before the mitzvah. So therefore, we put the tefillin on our arm, and then we make the bracha, and then we tighten it. The Morgan of Rome and the Rechaim Simchafei, the Mishnah brings them also, says that if a person makes a bechus mitzvah over the oval, now let's say in this case, a person made a bracha on his tefillin before he even put it on his arm, b'di'evad is yotza. It's a mila, that's what the Gemara Kodesh wants to say over here. The ones that hold that this guy made a bracha where the shlach was up, and then he went out to go down the shlach, they will hold that the yotza, because it's over the oval. It's like two steps he moved, he took off the shlach, and then he went in, and that's where yotza. And maybe it's not a thing of a b'di'evad yotza. And the ones that are chaylik, they'll hold that it's like the sukkah is not b'fanav. This is not a sukkah, and you cannot that for sure. The sukkah is not b'fanav at all. That's not really b'leiva. Even though it's right mamish nearby, you can get it. That brach is rough for talent. If you have big brach over. Give everyone a safe if you take one. Shkayach.